Pat, he said he's not trying to knock you out. You not trying to knock him out?
Man, I'm going to knock him out.
And we fight.
Oh, there we go.
That's when you get to fight, about. I'm going to knock his ass out. That's why he don't want to fight, which I understand that. And I love him to death.
I can't be hit.
But at the end of the day, you can't.
I can't be hit.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's let's see.
I can't be
bring
hit.
It back.
Let's see.
We supposed to be here.
Let's see who can score better.
Yeah.
That's all I was trying to get.
Look how messy our own people is.
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get a pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know, despite your skills. Facts. Keep it riding for the fam, you gotta light the wiggin' wheels straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lot and take the test before I pass class. Yeah. And my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
Week 9 NFL Parlay, the I Am Athlete Parlay. Okay, DraftKings.com, promo code ATHLETE. We're going to pick these three teams, these three teams. This is where you make your money. We've been hot. That's what I can say. We've been hot, hot. All right, so here's where we're going to go. Minnesota at Baltimore. We're going to go with Baltimore. Baltimore, that's an easy win. Minnesota's on the road. Then we're going to go to Denver at Dallas. Dallas is my sleeper team to win the Super Bowl. So we can go with Dallas. Then we're going to drop down to Tennessee at the Los Angeles Rams. That's the I Am Athlete Parlay draft.
Who did you go with? Who did you go with?
I went with the Rams. I went with the Cowboys.
Yeah, went with the Rams.
I went with Baltimore. All right. Week 9 NFL Parlay, okay, from I Am Athlete. That's it. You got any debate
I like your,
about
I like
that?
Your picks. I thought you said you Tennessee against the Rams. I was going to say, oh no. I don't think that the Tennessee can run against the Rams, so. You said the right thing.
So I'm good?
You said Rams. Yeah, we're good.
Boys, can't leave them bastards. A lot of dudes, just some undercover actress. I don't fall for it, I'm privy to all your tactics. Yeah, so try again. So I take a vitamin. Yeah, and vitamin. Welcome to the lion's den. And I'm Mufasa, big in charge of coming in like a bull. You see me raising the stock up, yeah. So baby, you gon' need some patience. I already won, now I'm just making a stick. Come on now.
And so I was on Inside the NFL as an active athlete, and we brought you on the show, and I interviewed you, right? Uh-huh. And when we interviewed, it really was this.
It was us.
But we didn't agree, right? Like, our opinions was different, and I challenged you. But I don't think you know this, bro, but that interview got me nominated for 2 sports Emmys.
Oh, that's what's up.
Right? So I appreciate you kicking off my media career.
I appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying?
But let me say something. I'm going to piggyback on that. You know, I'm a God-fearing man, and I'm weird of who I talk with or who I talk with or who I deal with, who my family deal with, who my wife deal with, who I'm friends with. And that interview was kind of crazy, though, bro, because really that was a pivot point of me really telling the people in the NFL, like, yeah, really, yeah, I got the last laugh for you, mother. Because you get what I'm saying? But that interview meant so much to me. And after that, a couple years go by. You know this conversation. I woke up one morning. I called Brandon. I'm like, yo, what you doing? He's like, huh? I'm like, bro, we got to do a podcast or something together.
Right.
He's like, Pat, I'm finna do it. TV show. I'm gonna call you back.
I ain't know nothing about no podcast.
He's like, all right, bye. Boom. And time travel. You know, we always texting each other, talking to each other. He called me probably about 5-6 months ago. He said, you know what, mother? If I just understood what you said now, it would be way crazy.
Right.
And I said, B, what you doing is something what I was trying to explain, but you just took it and ran with it because you was in the TV. But, like, God do things for a different reason, bro. They put us around a group of guys like us that's done been through ups and downs, you know what I mean? Fought through battles, done went through family going through it, and get to come sit at the round table, enjoy the though. Right. You know what I mean? Like, give us our roses while we're here. Like, you know what I mean? You, Hall of Famers, Pro Bowlers, whatever you know the name that's sitting at the table. But, like, we singing for a reason, you know what I mean? Like, it could be way different, man, you know what I mean? So right. I sip my wine and take my roses while we can here and try to at least, you know what I mean? Because really, we ain't competing against each other, you know what I mean? We competing against them because at the end of the day, it's all about us. Right. Like, they start wearing it. They start wearing the long hair. They start wearing the saggy pants. They start talking the lingo because our lingo. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, we here for a reason, man. And my whole point is, like, enjoy each other while we right here and we can talk about it. Right. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it don't last for long. The spotlight ain't long, you know, and the love ain't long, but family is everything. Right. So, like, that's my whole motto of how I move around, what I do, you know what I mean? Like, I got 6 kids in my house right now.
Right.
And all of them ain't mine, but they all mine.
But let me go here. let me go here real quick. I want to take you two back to this day, and I'm gonna put this date out there, and I want to see what comes up. December 17th, 2009.
Mm. It's Chris Hill. Mm. Yeah. We know that day. Can't forget that day. You know that. My boy smiling down on us. Mm. Smell me. Duke A, you know what's going on, baby. Got him. Yeah. Like, we blessed, bro. Like, God do everything for a reason.
Her.
And, like, the kids are unbelievable. They work hard. And I love them to death, bro. And it's my first time leaving them in probably 6-8 months. But we just played yesterday and tied the game. But, you know, God do everything for a reason, like I said. And they ain't won from nothing. They ain't heard from nothing. They straight, and you know, Lane is doing good, which is they mom, Chris mom doing good. The kids are doing good. They performing at a high level, and I'm just trying to give them that daddy love that they didn't have. You know what I mean? So, just trying to do my part. Because if I was in a situation like that, I would pray to God that my college roommate would do the same thing. You know what I mean? So that's what it is.
That day, I mean, it changed my life. I was in Denver, and when I heard what happened, I went to Coach Shanahan, and I was like, I got to go. And I got on a private plane, and this is before I had bread, and I just had to get there. And I was there, and I saw you there. And this is before we even had a connection. And I was like, damn, bro, I just saw you breaking down. And, you know, Slim was everything for me because I played at UCF. He was at West Virginia. We came up there and played in West Virginia. And I had 2 catches for 18 yards, and I ain't do nothing.
We drug y'all.
Yeah, y'all drug. And after the game, he walked up to me, bro. He treated me like I just had two, like I was Randy Moss, right? And he was just like, yo, I'll see you in the league. That's all he said. You know what I mean? And that meant everything to me. And then we just had this little bond, this instant bond. And that's why I had to show up, you know, because how he treated me from the jump and then everything to follow.
That's crazy. You know, that fraternity, as far as being not just teammates, but that receiver group, it was so tight-knit. Obviously, me, TJ, and Slim. And all I remember is training camp. Me and Slim with Ustream. Remember Ustream back then? Me and Slim, you can still pull them shits up. Me and the Eastern Ustream on the breaks. And when Marvin, I don't remember how Marvin did it, but when he pulled us in and told us about that incident, I lost it because it's like losing a brother. I hadn't lost anybody before. I hadn't lost any family or anyone that I had to see every day. So it was like you, a part of me.
Right.
And dog, I had to practice. We had to go to practice. I had to wear a shield. I remember I had to wear a black visor. I put the jersey on that week, and I was up. This is before. Now, obviously, I lost my mama. I lost my grandma. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's the trifecta throughout my entire life of people that were close to me that I've lost.
Right.
And that was hard. And then having to lock in and focus to play the goddamn Chargers.
Right.
That was different. That was different. Because losing mom, I'm not playing no more. So I dealt with it differently. Football, having to lock in and losing somebody. I just saw you.
Right.
You were just on the sideline the week before with your hand in the cast.
Right.
And then Hartman tell us, oh, there was an incident. Listen. I think my first time crying in public, I couldn't hold it.
Right.
Cameras all in my face, and I'm trying to explain, trying to find the words, or how to put it into words. You don't even know how to say it.
And Ocho and Pat, I know Pat before I was, anybody knew my name. I knew Pat from Atlanta. I've never seen him cry before. But that just got to me.
Yeah, that's
seeing you cry.
Yeah, that's my dude.
What, like, how does that affect y'all? Like, to be as rich,
you know,
and let's
like,
be honest, like, we rich, we powerful, we good, everybody know our name.
You know.
You can't control that. So you can control everything, but you can't control that as a powerful black man and have something happen that can emotionally bring that out of you, Pat, and you can't control that.
I come from a dangerous-ass environment. Like, I'm talking about where I've seen 10, 15 people. You know what I mean? If they deserve to die or not, you know what I mean? Or however, but mentally, you try to say, all right, everybody got a date. Mm. But it's different when it comes to your network or your group of friends or your immediate family, you know what I mean? Oh, boom, buddy got killed in the project. Okay, cool, it's all right. You know what I mean? That's just what it is. So what was hard for me was getting out of that environment where I'm so used to that. Then I go to West Virginia where it's just kibbles and bits, you know what I mean? Like, I'm coming from Vietnam, from goddamn Iraq, you know what I mean? To Beverly Hills. Yeah. And then you get in the league and then you meet and you groom and you fluctuate with certain people. Like, honestly, like, I got a lot of friends in high school, but my best friends are my friends from college.
Right.
The people that was trying to do the same that I was trying to do. You know, I got a lot of friends from high school, but you know how that go. But, like, it ain't the same, you know what I mean? Like,
so you talk about Iraq, Vietnam. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think you may be the only male in your family that is lived past 21.
22. Yeah. But. You got to realize it, like, when we was growing up, like, that was like normal. You know what I mean? Okay, cool. Boy, you got now, you loud one on your daddy's side. What you going to do?
So somebody died at 20 and you say, oh, that you the last one on your daddy's side.
At 16.
But I bring that up because, like, man, ain't none of us perfect. I mean, you've been through a lot. It's well documented, bro. And we can spend a lot of time on the ups, the downs. But I push the conversation forward to now fatherhood, right? You said you got six of them. Two ain't even yours. So we're talking about Slim, we're talking about Chris Henry. You adopted his two boys, right? And so everything that you've gone through. And so, like, for me, a lot of times people don't know the backstories and you look at the root of it in the environment. Like, why do you do the things that you like? Pac, like, what the hell are you doing? You in the airport? And what you doing? Because that's how we want to end me. Because I'm telling you, like, bro, we've been through some of the same things. I ain't been through what you've been through.
You was definitely right how you did the interview. That's why you want him, because you the only one that took your time and looked at the interview and looked at the guy that seemed to hit me first and explained it to what it was. You know what I mean? We live in a glass house. If I yell right now, hey! Oh, Pack out there, he's drunk as hell over there. He going crazy. That's what ESPN want to hear. That's what this news station want to hear. Regardless of what the issue is, bro, it's about selling papers. You took your due diligent time, looked at the goddamn tape, and say, goddamn, bro, just walked up and just punched you. This media thing is just so f***ed up, like, because they so quick to, like, put you in the glass house and shoot you down, you know what I mean? And, like, at the end of the day, like, this is what we got to realize, like, we know we ain't bigger than the shit. So, at the end of the day, you better hide and do whatever you're going to do. You better do it behind closed doors. Because at the end of the day, they going to make sure they take care of them.
But I say we because you was a part of this. We also was nominated for 2 Emmys because I also challenged you. And I was like, I disagree with certain things, right? Because you talk about, you know, the NFL shield. Your ass went to meet with the commissioner. Right, so, in New York, hold on. And then you go to the strip club, right?
Hold on, let me ask you a question. What's wrong with me going to the strip club?
Nothing.
No, at the time, you didn't say that, though.
At the time, when you argued about this,
we talked about this on the phone, too. I'm like, what the f*** you going to the strip club for? You going to meet the commissioner? Man, f*** him, I'm going to give me some wings. They got some wings down here, bro.
It's why Lou Williams.
When I told him this, listen, hold on.
City and Lou Williams, when Atlanta. Hold on.
This is under God's truth. I'm Googling who got the best wing. Yeah. These motherfuckers got a private investigator following me out the hotel. You get what I'm saying?
The NFL.
Yes. I get to the goddamn play. I stayed in this motherfucker for no longer than 22 minutes. You hear me? I ain't even get no warrants. Got my food. Looked at one little chick, gave her $20, walked out, get to the commissioner office the next morning, said, hey, man, where you go last night? I said, I went to Scarlett's, went and got me some wings. He's like, you coming up here to see me? You went to Scarlett's? Yeah. You talking about? Man, I'm grown.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a problem.
It shouldn't be a problem. And nobody should be, let us know on the other side. Should the NFL be
falling? On the, be on the other
because
side.
Because Uncle Ron. He called Roger Goodell Uncle Roger. So I just want to know because I love Uncle Roger.
Man, because really he showed me something that was just more than football. You know what I mean? And even at the end of my career, I had a situation and everybody was like, oh, he's so wrong for doing that. And I went up to Goodell. I was like, man, look at this film. He's like, well, I want to tell you, this is the first time I think you're right. It was actually 2000, our winning year. And I was out one night and a man swung a ball at me and I punched him. But it was just like an instant reaction, like boom, boom, you know what I mean?
Boom, boom, that's what you going to do to Ocho? What you going to do to Ocho? Show me again. Do it again.
One, two. Do it again.
Broke for the camera. Do it again.
Ooh, not my baby.
I love Chad. So, like, all right, Chad, man, we're going to land a plane here.
What you going to do?
You got to ask my.
You better keep that same motherfucking energy.
Your ass. All
right.
You got the right one.
All
right.
You hear this?
So everything you've gone through, now you got a beautiful wife, and to be honest, bro, she saved your life.
Yeah, I got a real one.
Right, like me, she saved my life.
I can't do no wrong.
Because, like, when you come from, you know, places where you come from.
We need that support, B.
And then it's also because, like, you know, when you have a woman like that, they challenge you to look at yourself.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're like, forget football. We come from nothing. Mm. But when you had that one, it's like, I can't lose you.
Yeah.
So now you got something to fight for. And when they look at you and tell you you need to change, you change.
Yeah.
Right? So now you got your beautiful wife, and you guys have been rocking for a long time. And you got 6 kids. You adopted Chris Henry's 2 sons. Salute to you guys.
You did.
Now, everything you've gone through, what lessons are you teaching them? Like, how are you using that? The good, the bad, the ugly.
Well, first of all, they ain't have to come up the way we came up. You know what I mean? Like, we came up through, well, me personally, I came up through a thunder zone. You know what I mean? I was the only child. I'm in the roughest projects in Atlanta. Just know what I went through. Like, but I was, mentally, I was way different than my kids. Hustable kids. They don't know cleaning lady coming.
Claire.
Damn, the shoes. How many pair of jeans is we getting this week, Dad? Fucking go clean your room. Like, so like it's way different with my kids. Like, and I love it because I would never want. I spoil them, but I'm on them. You know what I mean? I'm on them just so they ain't just too spoiled, but. Like, I'm keeping them in the lazy drip. Everything that I've ever wanted, they got. You know what I mean? School, clothes, whatever it is, like, I make sure they got everything, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, like, my youngest daughter was born at 22 weeks, so that's like my miracle baby. Like, I always tell her, like, you ain't got to do, all you got to do is do, take care of your daddy. That's my girl, like. Mm-hmm. And my oldest daughter, she a track star. She won, she like Chad's daughter. She won freshman. She won the 200 and the 4x1 and the 4x4 this year in Atlanta. They school won state championship. Then I got my two boys. They balling right now.
We're going to put the girls on the undercard. Yeah. So when y'all fighting, we're going to put the two girls on the undercard for the 100 and 200. But go ahead.
No, his daughter fast as hell.
Finish the story on your kids. Because you got to highlight them all.
Her thighs is big as mine. Keep going on. Highlight all your kids.
We raced against her in nationals. Okay, she was the age group up under us and had the fastest time that the age group that my daughter ran. I done had my rodeo. I'm about what I'm about. I ain't trying to prove nothing to nobody. But, like, I'm really about my kids, you know what I mean? Like, I'm riding or dying with them. Right or wrong, I don't give a fuck. Like, if they mine, I'm riding with them.
To see you evolve, you know, go from Tennessee to Dallas to Cincinnati, find your niche, and help groom and bring up other, you know, younger players, right? People hear the stories about Pac-Man. They read things and they see this. And they say, man, what's up with this guy? But what we've gotten here tonight, you know, what I want to ask you is, because you took care of your buddies, your sons, you've adopted them. What I want to ask you tonight is, what's your greatest, you know, what's your greatest achievement as a man?
Ooh, great question.
My greatest achievement probably is my wife. And I'm just saying that, like, that's my best friend. That's my dog. Like, I can't do no wrong to her. You get what I'm saying? Like, when everything, we've been through this for 16 years. Wow. You know what I mean? And I done did a lot of fucked up. Like, I'm like, God damn, baby, you gonna forgive me for that? Yeah. I'm gonna kill you next time, though. Yeah. So, I would just say, truly, from the bottom of my heart, I pretty much think, like, she changed a lot of outviews and different perspective of the way I was thinking, you know what I mean? She helped me get help with my mental stuff, with the bipolar, you know? I'd probably be dead in jail if I wouldn't have met her.
I love it.
You know what I mean? So that's probably my greatest, you know what I mean, thing.
Hey, bro, you here?
Yeah.
And we appreciate you. And when I say we you here, not here, right here, but like you here. And just keep growing, man. Keep going. And, you know, we all got demons. Fight those demons. Do what you got to do to take care of your mind,
yes,
your body, your soul, your family. And learn, like, good, the bad, the ugly. Just learn from it.
Hey, we got you here now, baby. How much you weigh?
Right now, 182 pounds.
Ocho, how much you weigh?
Ooh, I see where he's going.
170?
Oh, yeah.
170? 180?
I told you, when I get in the ring and step in the ring, it would be against people that fight for a living. And listen, who is my next fight?
Hold up. Oh, forget
tell him who my next fight is.
I fight for a living.
The next fight.
I'll tell you. I'm Don King.
That's a good one.
Like, you might be running and kick dancing for your whole life. I really been fighting my whole life.
Yo, if you step in the ring outside your element, that's the win in itself.
I respect that. Because that is hard, though.
Right.
Tell him again.
Tell him here too. Like, let me tell y'all something. And I done did a lot. I done did the wrestling. I done goddamn went and tried to hit a golf ball, baseball, football, basketball, right. Track. That boxing shit, that shit is not for everybody, first of all.
Different ball game. Right.
Yeah. Because you get hit every day, bro. Like, that shit sound cool and kicky and ha-ha. All this mixed martial arts. It's not like getting punched in your face every day. Like, I sparred for the first time. Like, and I ain't gonna lie, it was hard. Like, and it, after, like, the first day, like, I was so exhausted trying to get at him, you know what I mean? That was the reason why I got my ass whooped the first day. But it took me probably about 3-4 months to where I could say, all right, I feel comfortable to go in there. All that you think you're going there doing that shit overnight for two months, 3 months. Oh yeah, I'm finna get in shape. That shit just not happening.
It ain't happening.
No, you gotta do that every day, or you know you can't do it unless you're a real pro. Like how we can wake up on Sundays. You've been doing this since you were 4 or 5 years old. Yeah.
But talk to me about the chin though, like because I haven't been in there. Both of you guys have been in the ring, and I always feel like you know, damn, if I could go across the middle, get hit by Ray Lewis or Ed Reed. You know what I'm saying? Or Troy Polamalu, Joey Porter. Like, I can take that. And I've been in street fights before, and I took that. So is that different, getting punched in your face in the ring with gloves on?
Especially when you're tired.
Yeah. And the street fight, though, you can grab in the street fight.
Hey, street fight ain't nothing, what, 20, 30 seconds?
Yeah, that ain't nothing.
You know how long 3 minutes is in that ring?
That ain't nothing. 3 minutes is like a marathon.
Listen, fellas. I done seen Pat, me and Pat from Atlanta back in the day.
You know I know what to do, man.
I done seen Pat knock out about 10.
We done all about seen 10? Pat knock
but in the
out.
Street,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, right.
I done seen Pat knock a dude over a couch, over the rail, and then he turned back and talked to me about whatever we talking about. Yeah, so you want to invest in this together? I'm like, bro, you just hit that man in his jaw real quick. So that's the funny thing to hear the respect that you got for boxing. It's messing me up right now because of the fact that I know you got it right. I ain't seen you throw your left yet because you always throw your right first.
But back to y'all, though. Same weight class. Y'all going to let me run away from it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I told you I'm only fighting people that fight professional fighters.
I'm fighting professional.
Yeah, right.
Y'all was fighting.
My debut is January.
Your debut.
15th.
Again?
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Tell him who I'm fighting.
Who you fighting?
All I want.
Who is fighting?
You want me to say it for real?
Yeah.
I got to get the bag in right now.
It don't matter. Just tell him.
No.
Dude, Triller, MMA dude.
Vitor Belfort.
How you say it?
Vitor Belfort.
The one who beat up Holyfield?
Yeah.
Chef, you can't be the 50-year-old. You need to stop boxing.
He's 43.
He older than 42.
No, he's 43.
The one who just knocked Holyfield out?
Yeah, no. Yeah, Holyfield 50. He 43.
Holyfield 50-something.
I like you.
You like Chad? You like Chad?
He better be.
I'm gonna be honest. Like
I'm gonna be on his ass.
Like low key, people be hitting me up because like they be like, "Yo, I need to get connected."
How many rounds y'all fight?
By that time, I'd be able to do 8. You gotta remember, I only have 4 weeks to get ready for the last one.
I know.
Only have 4 weeks.
I'm asking you.
We're doing 8.
You the draw.
8 3-minutes. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
You the draw. What you feel comfortable with doing?
8.
Not what they want you to do.
8.
Ooh.
All right.
But hold on. Tell me. Stop. Because here's what they said. Like I. What they feel like, because we talking about the bag. I'm like, if I'm gonna take a deal to you, because I don't feel good about it. He'll tell you. Me and him fight all the time about like what I think he should do in boxing.
From Run Atlanta, back, I'm gonna tell y'all this.
Hold on.
When a dude take his glasses off in Atlanta, that means he's serious. So when right, Pat right. take them glasses off,
well, hold on. Yeah, right. Let me get
that
this straight.
That means he wants y'all to listen.
Let me get
to
this
him.
Straight.
He's standing up.
I love Chad to death. Like this man, he know that. But me personally, it's just like me and him going on one-on-ones. Mm. Hey, it's a sport. Hey, it's a fight. One of us gonna score more, one of us gonna score less. What's the difference between us going sparring and going doing one-on-one?
You ain't trying to knock him out?
Huh? What you mean? But you wide receiver, DB, y'all 50 years old. Y'all ain't trying to get hit in the head.
If y'all in the ring, you trying to knock him out.
Bro, I play to win the game. Same way he going to do.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the difference.
What's the difference?
Everybody wants scoring.
What's the difference when you trying to score a touchdown?
But it's that's how about this. But you don't play. You don't play. You don't play.
Chad already been knocked down. So it don't matter. Like, it ain't about that with us. I'm saying we love each other. It's about the sport.
Blood and man.
Like, y'all trying to get it like it's a personal battle. This ain't personal.
Time out.
But why not give the people what they want to see?
He don't want to give the people what they want to see.
Because
he want to fight Vitor.
Well, he said he's not trying to knock you out. You not trying to knock him out?
Man, I'm going to knock him out.
And we fight.
Oh, that ain't no question. There we go.
That's we get to fight, about. I'm going to knock his ass out. That's why he don't want to fight, which I understand that. And I love him to death.
I can't be hit.
But at the end of the day, you can't.
I can't be hit.
See, that's what I'm saying. Let's see.
I can't be
Bring
hit.
It back.
Let's see.
We supposed to be here.
Let's see who can score better.
Yeah.
That's all I was trying to get.
Look how messy our own people is.
Man, you know.
No.
I'm taking it serious. I don't want to play boxing. You can't play boxing. So when I get in that ring, I want those that do it for a living to know I'm doing that.
Well, the MMA boxers don't box for a living.
Yeah, I'm only fighting fighters. What you mean? That's their livelihood. Our livelihood is football. So if
my livelihood is not football. No
Your
more.
Livelihood is football.
No, bro. I don't even want to get on camera, but my livelihood is marijuana, sir. I own one of the biggest marijuana companies in the world. That's my life.
In the world.
Right there.
In the world. We'll talk about that later.
That's legal now.
Legal. Yeah, Pat. Yeah, Denver, Colorado. We ain't gonna put all the names out there and everything.
I'm gonna start.
But that's my life. Look, football is over with for me. That's a secondhand. Football, what?
So why you need boxing though? So
I
why'd you get in the ring? And who did you fight? Ask me a question. Who did you fight?
A kid named Bobby Lane. Let me tell you how.
I don't even know him. So why? Like if you got something, you transitioned to something.
I'm about to tell you. He know.
You call
every off season. I've always boxed.
Always.
Hold on. Me and this man have been boxing with the same goddamn coach since 2005.
Way back.
Been down with Coach Stafford and everything.
You still didn't answer the question, Pac. Is it a bucket list thing or is it like, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people clout chase. Some people bucket list. Some people can't transition. Like, they searching for that adrenaline rush.
With the money?
I want to know what
possesses you guys to get in the ring? That's what I'm asking. Like, I don't know your why.
You was about to get in the ring at one time. I seen that.
Right. I still might. I'm the best heavy. I'm the,
I don't
the,
know. You,
the,
you,
the biggest, the baddest heavyweight
in
the world.
You set your ass down real quick, though.
What you mean? Oh, I ain't sat down nothing. I never.
Give him that Atlanta.
Anthony Joshua just lost across the
board. Hold on. Sit down right here. We ain't talking about you boxing no more because I ain't no heard you by saying that about boxing, B. This is my point with him right here. If Showtime call you, say, hey, buddy, I'm just gonna shoot out a number to you. I got $3 million for you
right.
to fight on the undercard of Floyd Mayweather and who was it? Jake Paul.
Logan Paul.
Yeah. I said, all right. I said, who you want me to fight? I said, Chad Justin.
Yeah, right.
I swear to God. God strike me down if I'm lying right now. I said, he's not gonna fight me. First thing I told him, I said, he's not going to fight me.
Why you felt that?
I know, Chad.
I mean, you think it's because Chad...
Yeah, well, not his first fight.
Not his first fight. What did you think he wanted? What did you think he wanted?
He needed a more finesse fight. He know me.
Finesse?
Like, he always called me an ant when we played.
A little gnat.
Like, a gnat.
All in the way.
I'm always in his way.
Yeah, right.
Like, I can do a little shit to just... with him that he don't even know when I'm just
right.
It ain't even about the fight really, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I can just do the, you know what I mean? Because it ain't too many people that can get to him.
You Chris Paul.
I ain't saying I'm Chris Paul, but I've been around this motherfucker a long time.
You Gary Payton.
Yeah.
You was
and I know look
he didn't say he stopped me. I can't be stopped.
I didn't say I can stop you.
Oh, okay.
I can contain your ass, though.
Can't nobody stop me.
Pat saying it. I'm going to ask, can he get to you Mentally.
Hell no, no, yeah. No, 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 yes, no, no. That's why
he there we go. Fight. You say no, 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 you say yes.
Take the fight because I'm not playing boxing.
Bro, I called you about the fight, bro. You ain't take the fight because you know mentally that
how you gonna tell me what to do if they got somebody for me? Right. You ain't messing up my money.
You're right. I tell
come
you.
On, man. You're it don't right. work like that.
You're right. Yeah.
So just make the fight then.
No, I told you who I'm fighting.
But what is, you talking about the money? The money.
What
so if the bigger bag is over here, take the bigger bag.
The bigger bag is fighting a real fighter.
But what if it ain't?
All right, how much you getting paid for that fight?
Which one?
This fight you got coming up.
About two?
Where we going?
$2 million. Mm. I bet you I can get, if you fight me, I can get us more than $2 million.
That's impossible.
Oh,
you said, that's so, Steven Espinosa. Steven Espinosa. I need 15%.
Yeah, that's impossible.
That's not impossible.
Nothing is impossible.
It's not.
You're the GOAT. That's what you don't know. Your name carry weight.
Exactly. That's right. Facts. So that's why I'm real fighters.
It's impossible.
I don't.
And I carry weight too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that you do.
You fighting? Uh-huh. He don't carry more weight than both of us together.
Right.
I'm telling you that right
well,
now.
Well, no, he's a fighter, a world champion.
Stop, stop. Steven Espinosa.
Yeah,
this is what we want. Three male winner getting an additional $1 million. No, it's $500,000. I ain't going to try to
automatic
Showtime. Y'all been taking care of me for 8 years.
Rematch.
Yeah, we want the automatic rematch.
Stop. Trilogy.
That depends on how the first one go.
Okay,
and then the second one. And then also, we want upside on the pay-per-view.
No, that's what I was, that's the part I was talking about.
Yeah. Can I finish?
Hey, Steve, I told y'all.
Or you got Triller. We got Showtime everybody. And we got Triller.
Hey, we only going 5 rounds, 3 minutes.
No. We going 8. We not playing boxing. We finna get in there and go.
Team, I Am Athlete team, can we stream it on our own platform? Yes, and we can do that.
I've been watching them too.
We can do that. Hey, we ain't gonna charge y'all $49.99. We're gonna charge y'all $29.99.
I don't know, Chad.
I got it. Hey, I don't know we got it on our account. But 3 million here, 3 million here.
Listen,
let me have a pay-per-view.
I done had too much time, too much training.
Bro, you ain't been doing no sparring, though. I'm sparring.
All right, stop. We made the fight. I'm Dana White. I'm in between y'all. I'm not sparring.
I'm watching you, bro. Sparring.
Stand up. Face off. Face off. God damn it. Face off. Face off. Face off. I'm Pat. Look him in the eye. No, no! Y'all messed up the bag.
Hey.
Hey.
I want to see it now.
February 15th, Valentine's Day. 14th, sorry.
What's on Valentine's?
That one we going to fight.
Bingo. Go.
All right. Hey, listen. Hey.
They should have the money together by then.
He coming home knotted the up.
Y'all know what's going on.
He coming home knotted up. Oh, my God.
Hey, look. I fought last time.
Sit down. Can I move the conversation forward?
And I ended up standing up.
That don't count.
This guy right here don't count.
How many rounds y'all fought?
Stop.
3.
All right.
How many I lost?
Two.
That's fight.
Deep breath. Close your eyes, Pac. Close your eyes. Put your
and
shades
fought,
on. Put these on.
Who?
All right. Wear your glasses. You wear glasses. Chef, come bring the food out. Chef, bring the food out. I gotta change it.
I did look good, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, you just got green.
Chef, hurry up.
You got green. I did.
You got comfortable.
How you know?
I've seen you drop.
No, I was tired. I couldn't even hold him up no more.
You jumped right up. And you went to go dap him up.
Yeah, that was right.
Stay out, Jack.
Yeah.
Jack, stop. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go back to your side.
Yo.
He calls y'all guard, Chad.
No, that's football. Hey.
Yeah, you got
it. Pat, you make a good one. Pat.
What is he doing, me?
Pat. You don't do that.
Go back to your guy.
You wrong.
Hey.
You was wrong.
Listen, you can't get mad.
So you
it was a good hit. It was a good hit. Good hit. I was giving.
Man, ain't nobody like that.
I'm hard to hit. So I was gonna hit.
Chef, it gets the food, man.
What do you got?
Man, don't do that no more.
Thanks, JoJo.
Don't dab me up when I knock you down.
I'm hard
Mitch,
to hit.
Mitch, thank you. Pretty All right, neat. Quick question real quick before you go. Who you got? We got Ocho versus Science. Now we got Ocho versus Pac. Who you got?
Pac, what's your diet like, bro?
Fucking diet.
Uh-oh.
Oh!
Bro, we are receivers, bro. We are athletes, bro. Like,
does it matter what you eat?
I got 3.5% body fat.
Does it matter you what you eat? To. Does it matter what you eat?
You used to.
Lift up your shirt and look at mine.
I ain't got to do all that. Let me see. Hey,
you make it all right.
He's gonna pay us for that fight too.
Talk a little football. Who's your X and who's your Z?
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Hurry up, quick! Come on, the cars. We've been here like
Chaz 5 hours.
Huh?
Chaz the X.
All right, that was quick. Why?
Chaz the dog.
He's the dog.
You're the Z.
Hold on, what you mean by dog? Because when you say dog, now you're getting disrespectful now. Me, no, you have to fight.
Chad is way more craftier than you.
But when you say dog, just say that, but don't say dog. Because when you say
I'm talking
dog,
about all around receiver.
Elaborate, elaborate.
I played him in both of them. Smell, put them teeth away. Teeth away. All right, you got one. You finally got one.
Fight what?
You finally got one. Hey, bruh. Chad got one. Finally.
But B, Revis, same thing.
I don't remember.
Yeah. But, like, boy got amnesia.
So my yeah, top,
you got amnesia, dude.
My top three receivers, I just put.
Hey, listen, my at home, three. Listen. So somebody that know the game, Stephen
Randy
Smith,
by far number one.
Yep.
Yes. T.O.
Oh Lord,
number two.
You already put nine.
Chad, number three.
Oh. Yes. That's what
I don't mean. Don't do that. Don't do that because I got to fight later.
Who?
That's
real. You know I'm gonna tell the truth. I don't play against everybody.
What you love about him? Hey, what you love about
him? I don't want to ask him.
Sit down. You got it. Sit down. I'm gonna give it to you.
No, what I'm saying is,
what?
I'm gonna give it from older than you, though.
Why you telling me sit down?
Go ahead. Top 10. You're my top 10. Flowers. You got it. You got it.
Mo's T.O. Chad.
Because here's why. You got a yellow shirt on. You need a yellow jacket.
I just no. That's surprising, though, Chad. Mo's T.O. You.
Do no, hold on, time out, time out. Let him talk.
No,
let
no,
him
no,
tell
no.
Him.
I'm just
let
saying.
Him defend
like,
that. Let him defend that.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Who would you say, Lee?
It's a Momo that they're catching.
Brandon Moss, who else?
Moss is a dog.
Who else?
Moss and Barry.
T.O.
Jerry.
Who else?
I got all T.O. What about
Jerry Rice.
What about Marvin?
No, we talking about who we played against. I ain't played against
Okay,
Jerry
okay.
Rice.
Then give us a disclaimer.
I'm saying everybody I played against. We talking about from 2000.
The dudes that was in the league when we was in the league.
I respect that. But you got Reggie Wayne.
Hold on. Are you
got Steve Smith. You got Marvin Harrison.
Steve Smith with no name. No, like
you talking about Carolina Smith?
That's the fight. Steve Smith and you. That he's a dog.
I would beat Steve Smith ass. I take that fight right now. Sign up.
He a dog.
I don't even want to fight you no
so,
more.
So, from Steve Smith,
where you at, boy?
Pat, our years.
He in the camera.
Our years.
Hey,
it go.
We done.
It go. Mall
bro,
Cedar.
A dog,
it
bro.
Go. Okay, well, I got to swing. I'm sorry if it hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
I got to swing it.
No,
so you say Moss, T.O., Chad.
Go.
Where does Brandon fall? Is he four
Brandon
fall
about six.
Six.
Six or seven.
Eight or nine.
No, he ain't that far.
16? 16?
Hey, don't be disrespectful.
Don't do my dog like that, man.
Don't be disrespectful.
We know who the singles game record holder is.
Yeah,
bro.
No, but listen,
can
here's
I
the deal.
Fuck with you, dog?
Yeah, you can, 100%.
That's all I'm doing.
Hey,
baby.
Can you do me a favor?
100%. I know you're a dog.
Listen.
No,
we got the same. We got the same mentality. Hold on. We got the same mentality in not giving a f- you know, basically when it comes to football.
You're my brother, bro.
Can you please explain to Fred, Shannon, and Brandon how I really don't care about this damn Hall of Fame? Can you please explain to them why
Chad
I do
not? Chad do his own way.
Mm-hmm.
He. And he's a good guy. That's what the point. Chad don't do nothing wrong.
Yeah.
He suck his thumb. He smoke his cigars.
He don't suck his thumb.
And
it
be fresh. That's all he do. Like, he don't do.
Let me see.
Like, and at the end of the day, bro, your game.
Are you a Hall of Famer?
I think I am a first ballot. Or maybe say how, especially on punt returns. Like, for what I did on punt returns. For the times I touched the ball, don't nobody got no more yards than me. Devin Hester got more touchdowns than me. because he's touched the ball more times than me. But in our prime, I made Hester look like. If you go, just go back and look.
Oh my goodness, you called everybody.
I got suspended.
Everybody that he called out. Tell him you in the show.
Am I lying?
Defend your position.
Hey, am I lying?
Defend your position.
Hey, come on.
Pat.
Good.
Yeah. Smell me.
Appreciate you.
Hey, stay tuned. Coming soon, February 14th, knocking Pac-Man the f*** out.
Let me see.
Right.
But you on Manscaped that.
Hey, I ain't got look.
Let me use the lawnmower 4.0. Come here.
This man's crazy.
Yo, you know you're supposed to be manicured. Oh my God, come here. Man. Stand back up for real, bro.
No.
For real. This is the lawnmower 4.0.
What is that? Let me see. I'll do it. I'm going to do it myself.
Show the camera right here. Right here. Come on. Show them. Stand up. Now, you got six pack, but your lady, you've been married. She the one that got you on the straight and narrow, and you got all that.
Y'all be shaving right here?
Hey, all of that. There, all
y'all
that.
Do that.
Bro, go ahead. Clean it up, bro. Right nah, there, man. Bro. That right there, bro.
No, that.
I got y'all. I got y'all. I don't know what. I ain't getting paid.
That is?
Y'all owe me
and
for
no
this.
And no razor bumps. Manscaped.com.
Manscaped.com.
Use the promo code ATHLETE.
And send my check to Brandon.
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah. Wrongfully accused, we had to fight to get a pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, fat. Keep it riding for the fam, you gotta light the wheel straight.
His wife's starting to light.
But
you
sloppy.
You
hear
me?
Stop, you sloppy.
Who's sloppy? Nah, you sloppy.
I'm gonna get up on your body. I ain't doing all that. Then you sit back.
Go ahead, do it.
Tweet, keep.
Do it.
I'm cutting off the rim. I'm gonna knock your ass out.
I'm gonna knock your dreads out.
It's gonna be a
brawl.
Just keep coming with verses. Got the boy collecting bags. I'm like a woman
try
with purses.
Try to make it to
gone.
The top, like I'm dancing in the end zone. Told me I would fly, nigga hating, but they been wrong. Time to get the cream. I've been trying to put my kin on. Hit it with the team. Me, my knee, my's in the end zone. Take